Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, as announcer man said, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me is someone we've talked to a few times so far about an event that goes back years. But we'll get into all that. It's Todd Filber, owner, director of operations, man to make sure the freezers are freezing and the chillers are chilling and everything is on scene for the Renaissance Fair opening this weekend, the Harrington Fairgrounds. Todd, thank you for joining me this morning, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, I mean, the Renaissance Fair has been around a while. You guys have been doing this. I mean, anything bigger, better every year is that. But, you know, what should people expect this year being opening weekend coming up for the next few weeks, actually?
Well, the same as always. You know, we kind of condensed it. We dropped a couple of weekends so we can condense a little bit more action-packed and a little more entertainment into each weekend as it was. For the springtime show, we realized with graduations and summer and whatnot, we didn't want to extend it that many, so we cut it back a couple of weekends only so we can maximize and really the potential of the weekends that we have, that we are on. So it's 5 weekends this year instead of 7, but we have more entertainment, more vendors, more things going on. You know, there's just way more going on during the fair weekends and operations this year.
And it's pretty cool. I'm looking at the website, robinhoodsfair.com, robinhoodsfair.com. And the fantasy weekends, I mean, you guys, who comes up with these ideas? Like, let's just like throw a round table of discussion in here. Like, who comes up with some of these weekend ideas?
Well, we all kind of pitch them, me and my two business partners, Eric and Brian. But when it comes down to themed weekends, Eric's really the mastermind behind that. Our marketing director, Eric Tetral, co-owner, he really comes up with these themed weekends. And we pitch a few in. Sometimes I think I had to fight to get, like, the Viking Pirate themed weekend in. But you know, most of the time it's the roundtable discussion. But if there's one mastermind, it would be Eric.
And that's cool. I'm looking at him. So this opening weekend's Royal Families and Market. Then we got Fantasy and Romance, Wizard Warriors and Bards, Time Travelers Weekend. I love how you look at the website. And, you know, it's the medieval, the flowers and the garb, and then you got the TARDIS sitting there. I love that.
Yeah, our Time Traveler Weekend is very popular because there's a lot of people with cosplay. And like, look, Game of Thrones and Vikings and all that have really reinvigorated Renaissance era, The Last Kingdom on Netflix, and just the historians and people who are just history buffs. But then you have the cosplay and you have the cons, you have the futuristic. Star Wars will always be a juggernaut. Warhammer 40K. So people have these futuristic cosplayer outfits they want to show up in, and they also want to go back to the past. So we figured, you know what, why don't we do a Time Traveler's Weekend? I mean, they've been doing it before I was part owner, and it's always been a major hit. So, you know, if it isn't broke, you stay with it, and if this is what the people want, this is what you give the people. So,
and you know, mentioned the cosplaying. That's a big part of events like this. You know, one thing I don't want to, you know, shy people away from, if they're not into it and this is their first time hearing about the Renaissance Fair, like, what should they expect? How should they feel coming in just, we'll say, jeans and a hoodie on a spring day?
Well, first and foremost, it's a family-friendly environment, right? So at least I would say 60% to 70% of our customer base and our patrons that show up are just the families. They're wearing the normal clothes that you would see out shopping. They're not in any kind of garb. But, you know, that transition when they come and they see it, the little girl, their daughter's going to want to be a princess next time she comes. Maybe your son's going to want to be a knight or Robin Hood. And sometimes the parents dress up in the themes too. In my head, I can picture countless customers and patrons who had came their first year, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, and now they come every year, and sometimes they're dressed up with the family. They spend a little bit more time. They bring one more family member. The following year, that family member is a little dressed up. But, you know, you can enjoy a full day of entertainment and have a great time here just in the normal garb, walking around and taking it all in, the excitement of the atmosphere of the theme of the fair, the ambiance, all the stages of entertainment, all of our cast of actors and our crown players walking around, you know, our Robin Hood, our Prince John, our jugglers, our music players, and then patrons themselves that come and want to be interactive in it. And then patrons that come and just want to look at the sightseeing and shop and take a step to the past. So it's really something for everybody. You know, when people say, what's your market penetration? It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can come here and have a great time.
So now, you know, people are heading out there. Like, we always, you know, I don't want to over stereotypicalize this, the Renaissance Fair, but everyone thinks, just, you know, medieval garb and turkey legs. But it's more than that, I'm assuming.
I think the turkey legs is a major staple point. Obviously, people want to come here and get that turkey leg. They want to watch the joust. They want to watch the medieval knights fight. And, you know, you see that. But you're right. There is so much more going on. And it's really a pleasure and a privilege to be able to host something like this. And it's very humbling for us, and on behalf of Brian and Eric, just the growth and the amount it's received and the feedback and the people that can just come and take a step away from reality for a little bit and come here and just enjoy time away from everything going on in the world sometimes, you know? So that's what we really like to offer, and that's what our motto has been. Sales by volume, keep the prices low, make sure people can have a full day of entertainment at an affordable price. And, you know, that's always going to be our motto because it's worked, and it's been very well received, and we're very humbled and grateful and thankful to be able to put on this event and the people that come and support it.
And that's one of the things, you know, again, joining me this morning is Todd Filber, one of the owners and director of operations at the Renaissance Fair, the Robin Hood's Fair, this weekend starting at the Harwington Fairgrounds, running through June 22nd, 10:30 to 6 p.m. Check out the website, robinhoodsfair.com. That's FAIRE.com. And you had said, you know, the prices, the ticket prices, your guys are still one of the cheapest things in town on a weekend to get the family out, in my mind.
You know, if you think about a family of four to go somewhere, and look, I'm not knocking if you want to go to a water park or whatever, you're going to get what you pay for. And some places, it just, you know, everything has gone up. We have a pricing increase going up. Things change. We all know that. We're very humbled and happy to be able to keep our price point at $15 a ticket, a family of four, $60 to get in. We have plenty of food operations where you have price points of food for, you know, cheeseburger and french fries, $7, all the way to turkey legs, which are up in the teens. But what we also allow is we allow families to bring in a packed lunch. They can bring a packed lunch right in and have a picnic right in our fairgrounds. They can leave and come back with just one day of admission. They can go somewhere local and eat if they want and come back. They can eat here. The only thing we don't allow in is outside alcohol. But you can bring a packed lunch. You can bring as many bottles of water you want. We just want you to come and have a good time, be able to do it. And you know what? You can spend a good 6, 7, 8 hours here enjoying all the shows, the 7 stages of entertainment, the variety acts that are going on, the knights combat that happens 3 times a day, the horseman's joust that happens 2x a day. I mean, you can really get a full day's of entertainment, family of four, for $60.
And it's free parking. Kudos for free parking. I hate places that pay. Yeah, I have to pay to get in. I have to pay to park. Just include it. The free parking and just only $15 to get in. Kudos to you guys for keeping that traditional, shall we say.
Yeah, we try to do that, and we offer something back to the community. We'll have, like, Operation Graduation or Animal Rescues come, and they'll do the parking lot for us. So they'll show up with a crew. They'll make sure cars are parked safely in a firm way. They do take donations. It is optional, but it is free parking, and they're just taking donations. And people see that, and they want to, like, you know, an animal touches your heart. It's, oh, I want to donate to that, a dollar here, this and that. And if people can't, it's not a problem. You're still welcome here. We're still happy to have you. They're still going to park, help you get your car into a nice, safe spot for you. So it's really a win-win for everyone. It's a way to give back to the community. It's a way to keep price point low for patrons to be able to come and enjoy the fair. You know, it's a pretty good algorithm we figured out, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm looking at some of the stuff. You know, one thing, I get three teenage boys, so God help me on the grocery bill most weeks. But I'm looking at some of the food, like we had touched on the food. You know, you can go there and spend the day and get some food at reasonable prices. And I'm just looking at the variety of different things you have. There's so many different things. Like, if the kids complain they can't find anything, just leave them in a field and let some maiden take them for a walk or something. I don't know, because there's something. I mean, from fudge to dill pickles to popcorn, it's and everything in between.
We have the full meals, you know, we have the baked potatoes. We have, like I said, the fair itself has a couple of operations. We, the owners, opened up a few food operations to keep the price point as low as possible at certain items. But there's some craft vendors here that really put a heart and soul into their meals as well, and you're going to pay a little bit extra for that. But people come for that, and they enjoy that. So, you know, whether you want $5 mozzarella sticks or, you know, $6 Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, hot dogs are $3 or $2 for $5. So there's plenty of things going on. There's plenty of price points, but you also have your gourmet turkey legs, which, again, we talked about. The staple. People come here just to hold the turkey leg and take a photo op.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And I'm looking, you know, some of the vendors, like, you know, say the people are going, like, you know, they're just wearing a hoodie and some sweatpants, and, you know, they're there and they're kind of getting the itch and they want to maybe dress up a little bit. It looks like you guys got some vendors there, too, to kind of help people along in that situation.
We have over 100 craft vendors, and at least, say, about 70% of them are our handcrafted artisans, from people who make, you know, leather suits of armor for TV, movies, and History Channel and still come and sell their stuff at this fair, to chainsmiths, to seamstresses who make gowns or just traditional Viking shirts or just a simple, you know, gentleman's garb shirt. You know, if you come here, like you said, in jeans and a hoodie and you want something, you can just pick up a garb shirt for a fair price that was handmade by the artisan right there. We have jewelry vendors who hand make the jewelry, tankard vendors that make drinking horns, tankard stuff. So it's really something for everybody. It's, you know, the craft, the artisan aspect of it, stepping back to the past, getting the history of it, watch the working blacksmith, check out the shows, look at the entertainment. $15, you can't beat it, a full day of entertainment. Think about the money we spend for a concert. We go for a couple of hours, and then the concert's over. And
yeah.
Sit in traffic for an hour to get out of there.
I mean, you want to go watch an old, you know, you say you want to go watch a Gladiator-type movie in the theater.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
In 2 hours, you're done. It costs a heck of a lot more than $60. You can go live it. Go live it for 8 hours for that price.
Exactly. You can come and be part of it. Speaking of which, we have our living history camps. I got to tell you, we have two great encampments. A new group that joined us last year called the Green Sash, which is more of like a Viking ensemble type living encampment. So you can go in, learn how the Vikings lived, watch a working, living Viking community. And then we also have the Connecticut's famous Knights of Gore. These guys are live combat you know, live combat, not rehearsed, metal on metal, steel armor, swords, maces. They bash each other. They put on a great show. But they also have a living encampment that you can walk in, go, see how the, you know, the knights were on the crusade, or medieval knights were fighting for a lord. And as they're moving through, you know, traveling the lands, you would see how they would set up their encampments and how they would live. So we have two living interactive encampments, and it costs nothing extra to go in and see those things. It's all part of the price of admission.
That is awesome. Again, joining me this morning is Todd Filber, one of the owners and director of operations for the Renaissance Fair over at the Harrington Fairgrounds. It's the Robin Hood Fair. Check it out, robinhoodsfair.com. All the information's right there. Todd, I thank you for joining me today. This is such a cool event. I'm going to try and get out there with the kids this year, and just, maybe I'll pick up a shirt or a mace or who knows what I'll do, but it's things like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.